your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, what an honor and a privilege it is to be with you here today on Armed American Radio. Big news on Armed American Radio getting ready to take place next week, 1 week from tomorrow. But I will bring this show to you, or not this show, a variation of this show, daily, beginning Monday, April 6th, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. And we're calling it Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with yours truly, Mark Walters, where we will be able to cover, you know, in this program, I'll wax poetic here a little bit and tell you some of my thoughts. I've enjoyed and love the weekly show that you're listening to right now. It gives us an opportunity in a multiple-hour format in each individual hour to bring you an amazing guest lineup and talk about various topics that matter to you as freedom-loving Americans, as gun-owning Americans, or maybe someone who's considered purchasing a gun, or maybe you've carried a gun for many years. Maybe you don't like guns at all, but you love freedom, and you understand that maybe a firearm isn't right for you, but that I have a right to defend my family with a firearm. And there are millions of you out there. I've gotten emails from many thousands of you over the years, and we appreciate that very much. The daily format will enable me to cover some things with you that I can't cover for you or with you, for you, with you, in a weekly format. I refer to the weekly program preparation as triage, if you will. We have to go through the stories and the guest lineup for you day by day by day. And what becomes something we want to talk with you about on Monday might become irrelevant on Tuesday, or might be overshadowed by something on Thursday. And we have to leave it on the table to get everything in because of what happened on Saturday. The daily format will eliminate that problem, and I'll be able to bring to you a one-hour program every day focusing on one current event topic, maybe two, excuse me, or whatever it is that day that we can bring to you. And then do it again tomorrow, and the day after, and the day after, and the day after. And then we can culminate everything with this flagship program. And thank you to the many, many, many thousands of you across the country who have wanted a bigger prescription, a more frequent prescription of Armed American Radio. The doctor is in the house. I've got a great panel here in the Armed American Radio studios with me today. It's always special when I can meet with some of the people who help make this show possible, and two of them are close friends of mine. We're sitting here underneath the stars, and literally the stars, because it's beautiful here. We are outside underneath the canopy of palms in South Florida, beautiful South Florida, and sitting to my right is the owner, the founder of Arms Room, and that's Mike Piwaworski. Mike, how are you today?
Oh, it's great to be here under the palm trees with you, Mark.
It really is, isn't it? And we really are outside. The last time you and I did this, we did this in Phoenix, beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, actually. And we were underneath that desert night sky, and it was just as beautiful there as it is here today. And sitting across from you at the table here at the Armed American Radio Studios is one of the best and most well-known, I say pro-Second Amendment, but it's really self-defense and pro-rights attorneys. Is that the best way to describe it?
I'll take both. Yes.
Pro-Second Amendment?
Pro-Second Amendment, pro-self-defense.
You handle predominantly what types of cases?
Well, we have a broad spectrum that we practice law in. We do pretty much everything in the form of criminal defense. We do family law. We do personal injury. But one of the niches that I fill in the firm is that I deal with the ATF. I deal with...
That's a tough job.
It can be.
Right.
I deal with Second Amendment. I deal with Title II, Class III issues. As we were talking about, you know, on our show about how to properly deal with the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. What do you say? What do you not say? How do you prepare yourself?
So you're that guy that I would call moments after the worst moment of my life.
Right.
If I needed legal assistance because, God forbid, I had to discharge my firearm in defense of my life or my family, or for that matter, an innocent bystander, you would be that individual that I would want to speak to right away.
Every one of my clients gets a card with my cell phone number on it, and I respond to the scene. sometimes almost before law enforcement does.
You've handled a lot of those cases, I know, and I won't name any names. Suffice to say, you have handled some very high-profile clients.
High-profile clients
who have been not just in local news, but in national news, and are still in national news today. And I don't want to mention any names, but suffice to say that you handle some very big cases, and I'm familiar with a number of them intimately. So we appreciate the work that you do. People need assistance. I got to take this opportunity to plug our sponsor, the United States Concealed Carry Association, because you know how important it is.
It is.
Self-defense insurance is huge.
It's one of the only ways you'll ever be able to fund getting somebody like me to go do what I need to do, because you'll end up being a victim twice.
The worst thing that can happen to you is winding up broke for defending your life.
Absolutely.
And then being found not guilty.
Right.
Being found not guilty doesn't give you those buckets of money back, does it?
Not at all.
That's critically important that people understand that. The United States Concealed Carry Association created an insurance program. Let me just put it this way. Visit usconcealedcarry.com. Take a look at the programs that are available. God forbid your services are ever necessary. They offer programs that give you money right up front to get somebody home where they belong and to get you on retainer, cash up front, that puts you on retainer, that begins the work of ending the nightmare, correct?
Absolutely. You've got to have a program in place that you're not just paying to have a consultation with an attorney. You need money to get bonded out of jail, because you may be innocent and you may be able to prove that at trial, but you're going to sit in that cell waiting for your day in court.
Yeah, the most important thing is to get home to your family and with your loved ones where you belong, so that process, when it does, which nobody wants to be in that position. And I have to go back again to this. The best way to win a gunfight is to avoid a gunfight at all costs.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure that you would, and I'm sure you've told a lot of people that. I know you have. Avoid that situation.
Right.
Okay, you guys just took some training. Let's talk a little bit about avoidance. On this program, we talk about preparation, avoidance, and awareness quite frequently. I'm a big advocate of that. Prepare to avoid by being aware is what I like to say. And I didn't create that term. Rob Pincus, who has been on this broadcast with me over the years, he's always been my go-to training guy. I love Rob's work. I've been a big fan of Rob's for years before I met Rob. I've watched a lot of his television work. I've taken his training. You guys just took some of his training, his combat focus shooting training in St. Augustine, just a few days ago, right?
Last weekend.
Last week you took the combat focus shooting class?
Yes, sir.
We did.
We've talked about it. Again, you know, great radio. Sometimes the best radio is the radio that listeners never get to hear. Let's bring them into that conversation. We've talked about that training. I was asked what to expect. And another close friend of mine, by the name of Bruce Cherry, who works at our great affiliate 660 WORL, The Answer. 660 The Answer in Orlando, where you guys broadcast The Arms Room from every Saturday. Let's plug that. From when to when?
3 to 5 p.m.
From 3 to 5 p.m., and that can be heard nationwide. The best thing to do is just jump on that app and listen to these guys talk about the things you want to know about, specifically about a lot of gun-centric stuff, a lot of firearms-related stuff. You build them for a living.
Yes, sir.
Don't you own a gun show also?
Let's see. I got a couple of little projects I'm in charge of. We own a gun store. We just opened a second store also, Always Armed, in the Central
Ooh,
part
I
of Florida.
Like that.
Yeah, it's a great. I didn't pick it.
Guns everywhere. Always Armed.
My partner picked it. Always Armed. My buddy Sean there. We have a new Florida gun shows. We do gun shows in and around Central Florida. We're expanding soon. And then, of course, we do the AR manufacturing, in addition to the little Arms Room radio show that me and Kevin host and co-host there.
Okay, good. The reason I wanted to get that information out there is because you and I have talked about taking some further training. Bruce attended the training with you from the affiliate. It was great to see him get out there. That combat, you've taken a lot of training. You've got 20 years in law enforcement. You've got military background. You're a veteran. You're a war veteran. You've been there. You've surfed it. You've done it. You've seen it. You've owned it. Tell me about the training that you just took, the intuitive shooting skills that Rob Pincus teaches. You learned a lot. I know you did.
Well, I got to tell you, the thing that I liked most about the course was, and I always get nervous. I bet you, as my years and as instructor, my years as a shooter with the military, with law enforcement, I'm always afraid at this level of my life, when I go to a new course, I'm going to learn about all the bad things I'm doing and how the
kind of like the golf swing, right?
Kind of like the golf swing, and how I have, and what Kevin calls training scars.
Right.
And when we went to this course, it was my fear. I went because, you know, Rob's a friend of the program, friend of yours, and we went. And the one thing that I did not get there was, you're doing it wrong. We got, this is the way through speed and precision to hone your skills and be a better responder, to be able to actively engage in a quicker and more precise manner.
So there's always something to learn is the moral to the story. Regardless of your vast years of experience, there's always something to learn.
Always something to learn, and it was done in, again, such a way where you were not wrong. Let me just show you this technique which might help you.
Yeah, were you a better shooter?
It's really not a marksmanship course. It teaches you a better technique.
When we come back, we'll continue this conversation. We've got a good program lined up. Amber Cuno will be here. We're going to talk about women and guns and a couple terrible stories, and we'll get some great perspective on it right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and lightweight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
We'll be right back. segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
A couple things as we come back to into the this hour of Armed American Radio, and that is, you hear the Teach USCCA. We were just talking with my panel, Mike Piwarski from the Arms Room, and Kevin Maxwell, famed attorney, here in the studio with me. Teach, 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 teach. Drill that into your head. Teach. Teach is education. Teach is learn. Teach is not state-mandated training that said you had to put five rounds through a pie plate, submit to a fingerprint and a background check. That's not teaching. That's not, as far as I'm concerned, even competence. Teaching, teach, teach. That means you have to learn. That means you have to train with your firearms. And it is the firearms community that pushes extensive training. It's not Every Town for Gun Safety. It's not Moms Demand Action. It's not the Brady Campaign. These are political organizations, AstroTurf organizations. They are not grassroots organizations. They are Facebook pages with people who like their page because of something political that was said or a story they read that they were duped into believing is the truth. These are headline surfers, for the most part, very ignorant. Blame the NRA. It is the National Rifle Association, for example, here's the difference, that teaches millions of Americans proper gun safety, proper gun storage, proper gun handling, and the Children's Eddie Eagle Program. It's teaching, it's education, and that's what we want to drill into you here on the Armed American Radio Network. The right to own a firearm comes with great responsibility. I can't stress that enough, but it is the pro-gun movement that is teaching people and wanting you to get educated and directing you where to go. Don't know where to go? Feel intimidated? That's why I want to talk with you today. We're talking with Mike Piwarski. Mike, we were just talking with you about Rob Pincus's training. You've got many, many years of experience, but there's always something else, isn't there? You can take something away. Do you know it all?
Absolutely not.
How many years' experience do you have handling firearms?
Again, about 20 in law enforcement, 20 in the military, and then everything I learned from my father growing up as a child.
And I start at the same place, gun owner, most all of my adult life. I've taken tons of training. Everyone from SWAT, former SWAT instructors, to some of the big gun trainers, local NRA instructors. I'm an NRA instructor. Kevin, you were in the course.
I was.
You're a pro rights attorney. Do you know everything?
In the courtroom.
Not in the courtroom. I'm talking about on the gun range.
My wife may be listening.
So the answer is no, you don't.
I don't know everything. Okay, I don't know everything.
There you go.
God, man, she's going to use that against me later. I just know it.
That was the safe answer. That's correct. Where we're going with this is, can you ever have enough training, enough firearms training? Those are perishable skills.
You can't. There's always something new that's going to change in the technology and in the techniques. You need to keep up with that. This is like fruit. You leave it sit around and you don't do anything with it, it's going to go bad.
That's a great point.
You got to get out and you got to use it. It dissolves if you don't use it. As Mike likes to say, he loves to feed sugar cubes to raccoons and watch them try to eat them. They just dissolve in their hands. That's what happens if you don't use these skills. You've got to use them all the time.
What did you take away from the training? Now, you took the 2-day combat focus shooting course.
No, we took the one day course. And then the captain of our shooting team took the 2-day advanced combat focus shooting.
All right, I've taken the 2-day course myself, and it's wonderful training. It's wonderful experience. Let me tell you what I took away from that. To this day, when I draw my firearm to shoot, regardless of where I'm at, whether it's outdoor on property that I shoot at or whether it's an indoor range, the techniques that I learned in that particular course are with me. Now, I've studied some of those techniques over the years, so that's not unusual. But I take it with me every time I have my firearm with me, every time I load my firearm, every time I holster my firearm, every time I unholster my firearm, every time I put my firearm back in the safe, I take some of this knowledge with me. Isn't that the point?
Absolutely. You've got to ingrain it. You got to do the adage, you have to do something 1,000 times before it becomes memory to your body. That's what I'm trying to do. I, as Mike's mentioned, I've got some training scars. I thought, quite honestly, I was going to find that I had 90% burns over most of my body. It turned out that I wasn't in that bad of shape, but I did have some things that I can't drop a mag on the ground. Mm-hmm. I just couldn't do it. I'd catch it in my left hand and stick it in my back pocket. Mm-hmm. And Mike's the first one to go in. You know, we were at the Gander Mountain event. We were shooting in the simulator. He's like, hey, you got to learn not to do that. It's like, I don't know if I can learn not to do that.
But you can.
Derek, at the combat focus shooting, helped me get through the fact that I can drop that Glock mag.
He didn't yell at you. He didn't intimidate you. He didn't make you feel stupid. No. He worked with you. He educated you. This was a teaching moment for you as well.
Try this. Try this. You'll find it works better. If it doesn't work better, go back to what you were doing. Mm-hmm. But try this. And we'd work on something. We'd work on something. We'd work on something. And I felt like he was going to go, all right, you try it your way. Let's see how well you do. And we would do that. Right, now, try this the way, honestly, try it the way I'm showing you. And let's see how it goes. And invariably, my accuracy didn't change. I'm a proficient marksman. But the speed at which I employed the weapon and the speed at which I was able to recover from an empty magazine improved.
Yeah, I took a lot of that away from the course, those intuitive skills, and I take them with me every time I fire my gun out. I'll tell you right now, my wife and I were out last week, and she can outshoot me on any given day. She's very, very good. Her marksmanship skills are excellent. She has that natural ability to shoot. And I'm looking forward to getting her in one of the Pincus courses. Let me go to you. Law enforcement, Mike, many, many years in law enforcement. Do you know everything?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Responsibly armed citizens. Many of them can shoot better than cops, can't they?
Absolutely. Just because the law enforcement carries the weapon doesn't mean they're proficient with the weapon, or as proficient as should be. A lot of law enforcement, they pull that gun out once a year to go to the range, clean it, and put it back and leave it there for
a
year.
The gun is work to them.
Yes.
And they might not fire. We hear this a lot. I've talked to a lot of law enforcement who have admitted to me, many of them will not admit it on live radio
right.
nationwide, but what they will tell me is the gun to me is work. On my free time, I generally don't turn to my gun.
Right.
I hear that a lot. I also hear the opposite of that, too. There are a lot of cops that love to shoot. And I've talked to them at the federal level in a couple different alphabet soup agencies, and they love to shoot. But they can take a private instruction like this, like a Pincus course, or pick your own. We were talking about Rob because we know those courses intimately, and Rob's a good friend. And if you have an opportunity to take that class, I highly recommend that you do. But everyone I've talked to, and I've talked to hundreds, walk away with something that they can take with them and use themselves to teach someone else who might not be able to take that course for whatever reason. And that's continuing education, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's what we're trying to impart to you. And that argument can be made about state-mandated training. We hear a lot about that when the Armed American Radio studios are in Georgia. We've always got that Democrat lawmaker. There's another bill up this year. Didn't go anywhere. But they're going to put it up again next year. And that's to mandate state training. Where I have a problem with state training is I believe there are too many people out there who will take that training and think, well, I shot my 5 rounds through a pie plate. I took the class. I filled out the application. And that's all I need to do. I think that's the wrong message to give to folks. People like to shoot. And we as responsible gun owners have proven time after time after time in state after state after state where constitutional carry is passed that we are, in fact, responsible. And we do train more than the state tells us to. More when we come back with Amber Cuno right after this. Don't go away.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul.
A service of Salem Communications.
Hi, folks. Alan Thick here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Who is Jesus? Why did he die? And why was it important that he rose from the dead? You can have all this answered starting March 26th. You're invited to come see Witness Messiah, a hard-hitting, powerful, dramatic presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will invade your senses. Tickets are just $10, with special group packages available to see Witness Messiah running March 26th through the 29th. It's the 11th season of Witness Messiah at Maranatha Church just off I-35 on Highway 61 in Forest Lake. Order tickets at witnessmessiah.com. That's witnessmessiah.com.
Hi, this is Nick Anderson, General Manager of 1280 The Patriot. As parents of two daughters who attend a local Christian school, my wife Amy and I know the importance of a strong biblical foundation and God-honoring teaching. The local private Christian school can be the moral compass in the constantly changing and troubled world. The Patriot has partnered with several local Christian schools to offer half off your students' first year tuition. As a parent or grandparent, you can provide a Christian education for your child in a safe and nurturing environment and be assured that the Holy Spirit is the beacon when it comes to curriculum and lesson planning. I encourage you to go to am1280thepatriot.com for more information. Call Kirsten at 651-289-4423 or go to am1280thepatriot.com to see all the participating schools like Calvin Christian School and Liberty Classical Academy.
Webster's Dictionary defines a meeting as a gathering of people for a particular purpose, such as to talk about business. No matter how big or small your meeting is, WNAV Audiovisual can help, because at WNAV Audiovisual, your meeting is our business. Hi, I'm Mark Stoneman, president of WNAV Audiovisual. Today, over 26 million meetings will take place in the United States. In today's fast-paced world, meetings are essential to keep people connected. In today's fast-paced world, you have to get business done now. Whether your meeting is in a conference room, auditorium, ballroom, or sanctuary, WNAV can provide you with audiovisual equipment and expertise quickly, smoothly, and efficiently. And we've been serving Minnesota since 1983. Learn more about what WNAV's technicians can do for you online at wnav-video.com. That's wnav-video.com. WNAV Audiovisual, where your meeting is our business.
Channel 1 Eyewitness News, this is Brian. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm wondering what all you'll be discussing on the news tonight.
Let's see. Immigration, same-sex marriage, the economy, abortion, unrest in the Middle East, drones, the IRS, and of course, weather, traffic, and sports.
Wow, wait, all in a half-hour show?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Ever wish the mainstream news sources would dedicate more time to issues that matter to you? Well, you can get that at townhall.com. For insightful commentaries on breaking news from around the globe, log on to townhall.com.
For more information to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossfreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. It is an honor and a privilege to have you here with me today in this hour of Armed American Radio. A couple things before we go to Amber Cuno and the rest of the guests here at the table. It's been a dynamite program, and I appreciate the opportunity to spend this time with you and your day with me. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot. I want to direct you to a couple things. We've got amazing sponsors on Armed American Radio, and it's because of our sponsors that we can bring this program to you every week. And beginning on April 6th, every single day, the new Armed American Radio Daily Defense with Mark Walters begins on April 6th, 4 to 5 p.m. Visit Facebook.com/Armed American Radio or head over Twitter. Follow me at AARRADIO, at AAR Radio, for up-to-the-minute information. We will have listen live buttons. A player will pop up, and you can listen to the program live no matter where you are around the world beginning Monday, April 6th, 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. But right now, I want you to head over to USCCA. On AAR, USCCA on AAR, and follow how in just 15 minutes a day from the comfort of your own home, you will know more than 95% of all gun owners. The videos are up there on the site. You can take the training, listen to Tim Schmidt tell you what you need to know, and after you complete the training that's available to you on that site, they will send you an additional $100 check, a rebate. And I ask you this. If you were walking down the road and saw an $100 check on the ground or a $100 bill, would you bend down to pick it up? You bet you'd bend down to pick it up. So make sure you head over to USCCA on AAR.com. USCCA on AAR.com. Also, ammo. Send me ammo. Are you having a tough time getting ammo? Check out our great sponsor, SendMeAmmo.com. I've gotten my second shipment from them already. I'm already 400 rounds into my 223. Nobody can tell me that they can't find 223. They can find it in my house because it comes to my house because I set up to have it delivered once a month. SendMeAmmo.com. Calibers ranging from 380, 9mm, 40, 45, and the 223 that the federal government doesn't want you to have because it's used in America's most popular sporting rifle, the AR-15. And sitting to my right is master builder of AR-15s. That's Mike Piwaworski from the Arms Room. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what you build. Let's talk about some hardware. And before we do that, let me introduce my next guest who's going to jump in because she has one of your firearms, Amber Cuno.
There's
Mark Walters. Amber Cuno, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How's the weather out in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona right now?
It's pretty hot. It was almost 100 degrees today.
Ah, that's nothing. There's no humidity out there. We'll move on. Let's.
It's a dry heat.
It's a dry heat. It's dry. So's my oven. Let's just say my oven's a dry heat, too.
But it's 100 degrees.
All right. Amber, you have a beautiful AR-15 rifle from Mike. That Mike, sitting to my right, actually built that gun for you. What do you think? How do you like it?
Oh, it's an amazing piece of machinery. It's awesome. I'm so happy I have it.
I understand you and I were talking earlier. Again, the radio that most listeners don't get to hear will bring to life right now. You put three or four or five magazines through there, 30-round magazines, because you live in Arizona, and 30-round is viewed as what it really is. And that's a standard capacity magazine of .223, beautiful .223 ammunition through that gun. What were your initial thoughts?
Oh, geez. Well, it's so light. I mean, this thing is 5.5 pounds, so that's amazing because I have some muscle issues, and it's just so refreshing to pick up a gun. Looking at it, you think it'd be so much heavier than it is, but at 5.5 pounds, it's totally doable for me. I'm used to shooting my 15-22, and I thought, oh, I'm going to shoot this gun, and it's going to have a lot more recoil, a lot more muzzle flip, and it was going to be all crazy for me, and it wasn't. It was just
okay.
Beautiful.
Stop right there. You just brought up a couple great points. Let's break these down little by little. 5.5 pound. Mike, you built the gun. Is that the right weight? I know we're estimating. Is it about 5.5 pounds? I know you said it was very light because you built it for her specifically.
It's about 5.1 pounds. I'm guessing 5.5 loaded with the 30-round magazine in it.
Okay. It's not unusual to find an AR-15, especially one tricked out that's well over 7 pounds with quad rail and all kinds of fluff and buff on it, right?
Yeah, easily. You know, and guys don't have a problem with a 10-pound gun because all they're doing is taking it from the back of the car to the range.
All right, let's make the comparison. She made Amber's laughing too, and I'm sitting here looking at him, so I get to grin. But in the essence of time, let me move forward. You made the comparison with the 15-22. What you're referring to is the Smith & Wesson AR-15-22 that fires the .22. I have the same gun, and I got to tell you, in of all of the firearms, particularly of the 5 or 6 that I have in the AR platform, that's one of my favorite firearms. Would you agree with that, Amber? You like that AR-15-22?
Oh, I love it. It's super fun.
30-round magazine, .22 long rifle, that gun is very easy to shoot. It's easy to plank. It gives you, Mike. Can she train with the MP22 as she can with the .223 AR platform? Is that a fair trade off? If you can't get a hold of ammo, if you're not getting your ammo from SendMeAmmo.com, for example.
Yeah, you can. That's one of the reasons Smith & Wesson designed it. The mechanics of that rifle are nearly identical to your standard AR-15, so you can, your muscle memory will be the same from one to the other.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a super easy transition for me to make. I know that. So, very similar.
Muzzle flip. You said you didn't get a whole lot of muzzle flip. You didn't get a whole lot of. Let's put that back into terms of recoil. The difference, obviously, between the .22 and the .223 is noticeable.
It is.
However, you were not shocked.
No. It's nothing that was just so over the top. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't deal with this. It was nothing like that at all. It was just a little bit different, and that was it.
You were able to control the gun. Mike, go ahead.
Let me tell you what she's got. It's one of our proprietary rifles. It's one that we make ourselves. It's got a special ultra featherweight barrel profile. And I'm sorry, this is for my tech spec guys out
there.
That's okay. That are listening, because I'll get the calls if I don't.
You mean the gun gear heads?
My gun gear heads.
Right.
My 1-7 twist. She's got a 14.5-inch pin and welded barrel on there. It's chambered into 5.56. It's got a nickel phosphate full auto capable, but it's just a heavy bolt carrier group. We put the Magpul K grip on there, 6-position collapsible stock. And it's our TAR 15 lightweight night fighter. The muzzle flash we put on there. The only people at night that are going to see the flash is everybody but her.
Okay, so that's going to be the last thing a bad guy is going to see.
Exactly
right. Before the bad guy is no longer a bad guy.
Exactly right.
Amber, would you feel comfortable, based on where you live? Not all of us live in out in the desert like you do, but you have coyote problems out there.
Yes, I do.
Tell me something before my next question. At what distance were you shooting today? What was the longest distance you went downrange with that today?
It was about 100 yards.
All right. Mike, fair assessment. Is it at 100 yards, are we going to get what we need to get out of testing an AR-15 at 100 yards? Should we go closer? Should we go farther? What about optics? Amber, optics, were you iron sights or were you using any optics, special optics?
I'm still running iron sights, and I plan to put optics on it. So.
Okay. Iron sights, 100 yards.
Yeah, minimum. I mean, we've trained out to 300 to 500 meters on iron sights in the military for years and years. And, you know, the rifle sights will last you out to that distance. Your eyes may fail before that.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how old we get and how old our eyes are.
Why does he look at me when he says that?
Because you're older than all of us here at the table?
Added together, yeah.
Added together, maybe.
But okay. 100 yards is a very realistic training environment for that rifle and its capabilities.
Yeah, I don't think from a defensive standpoint, you're probably not. If you ever got yourself in a situation, that's a perimeter rifle that you're going to use.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. So you were comfortable with the gun at 100 yards with the .223. You're comfortable with the caliber. You're comfortable with the weight. You're comfortable with the distance. Are you confident with that gun now with the 4 or 5 magazines that you put through it today? Or would you say you are now confident with that firearm?
I am. I'm totally confident with it. It there was not really any learning curve for me at all on it, and totally.
Well, but you're not a firearm rookie either. Before we take a break, we've got about 15 seconds. Is this a gun that you would feel comfortable putting in someone else's hand to give them the opportunity to learn with?
Absolutely. I'd go for that any day, all day long.
Okay. When we come back, we're not going to shy away from some tough topics. We're going to hit them head on with Amber Cuno. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. It's going to be a good one.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little
as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you'll meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
I'm digging this hour. I dig this conversation. I'm having fun with this. This is stuff that we talk about training and we talk about some of the hardware, and it kind of fixes the myth. Oh, the assault rifle, because the gun we're talking about is what the mainstream media refers to as an assault rifle. And there's nothing assault rifle about it. This is one of the most popular firearms in American households to this day. And Amber Cuno has one of the best, built by the individual sitting right here at the table with me. You can check these guns out for yourself at armsroom.com, A-R-M-S, room, armsroom.com. You can order one. Mike will build you one to your specifications. So if you are a gearhead, tell him what you need. He's a gearhead, too. Trust me, you guys will have a great conversation. We do. And also, you're listening to Kevin Maxwell here. He's been on the show a number of times. Let's give his website out. God forbid you ever find yourself in the situation of having to fire a firearm for your own personal defense. You can visit maxlaworlando.com. Now, are you licensed anywhere else outside of Florida or just Florida?
Just Florida.
Just
but,
Florida, okay.
But there are mechanisms by which I can appear in any jurisdiction.
Okay, you can also, someone can contact you and tell you that they heard you on the show and that you can also direct them where they need to go.
I can.
Okay, Max Law, M-A-X, Law, Orlando.com. And one of the other things, you guys, I did not know this, but, you know, we talk about our great sponsors on the program, Send Me Ammo, and I'm now getting ammo sent to me every month, and it's great. You mentioned during the break that you did what? You had how much?
I took 1,000 rounds of SendMeAmmo.com to the range to Rob Pincus' course and had zero failures on that ammo.
Okay, that's great stuff. I've been shooting it also, and I haven't had a failure either. I do want to say this. I've been talking about USCCA on AAR and the course, the online course that you can take, the e-learning class. That class is available to you literally for two more days. 2 days, 1 hour, 9 minutes, 47, 46, 44, 42. The seconds are ticking down. So if you want to participate, please head over to USCCA on AAR. I did neglect to tell you that is the end of a month promotion. So if you're picking up the podcast, it's the next day after the live show. Make sure you head over there and check it out for yourself. We'd appreciate it, and so would they. And I can promise you, you will too. It's great stuff. Okay, Amber Cuno.
Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the show. We have a couple uncomfortable topics to talk about today. One of them is one that you sent me. I don't want to ever be accused of shying away from, you know, bad things happen. And bad things happen with skateboards. I have video, we didn't have time to play it today, of a woman being beaten senseless with a skateboard in Venice. I believe it was in Venice, California, and her multiple attackers now being charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a skateboard. Now, in this particular case, you sent me the story today, and I had already seen it, about a horrible story about a five-year-old boy who did what? Tell us about it.
He went and got the keys to the family's gun cabinet off the top of the refrigerator and shot his two-year-old sister in the head.
Now, she's go ahead.
She's alive, but I don't know what really the situation is. She's doesn't sound very good, though. So hopefully.
As of this writing right now, as of this airing, she is in critical condition. This occurred in Kentucky, and as we were discussing this with your upcoming segment, it's a tough topic to talk about, but it brings up several issues. Amber, the parent did everything right. They had the guns locked up.
They had the guns locked up. The keys, you know, they thought that they were in a safe place, putting them on top of the refrigerator. That's, looking back, obviously questionable, you know, but five-year-olds are very resourceful. And, you know, we've talked about it before. You have to think and be one step ahead of where your kids are and what they're thinking.
All right, let's go around the table quickly with the remaining time that we have. And I also want to talk about a terrible incident that happened right up the road from where I sit today here in South Florida, just a little bit halfway up the state, not far from my old residence. Mike, let's start with you. When you and I looked at this story and Amber mentioned it and you went through it, what were some of the things that went through your head when you saw this? I mean, now, Gannett Company, well, I think it was a Cincinnati newspaper owned by Gannett, which publishes the USA Today, couldn't help but take a swipe about Kentucky's lax gun laws, some of the less restrictive gun laws in the country, it said, as if that has anything to do, as if a five-year-old would have said, this is against the law what I'm doing. It's patently absurd. What happened? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, a horrible tragedy, and first, you know, prayers go out to the family and help them get through this, but whether Kentucky has laws or not, there's still the Federal Firearms Handgun Safety Act to prevent things like this from happening, and the Safe Storage Act. And again, it's on top of the fridge. It sounds like it's a good place. Like Amber said, you've got to be a step ahead. You wouldn't put a chainsaw on top of the refrigerator either. You've got to think ahead and figure out how to keep them safe.
Now, I understand it was the keys, though. The child knew where to get the keys. Somehow got the keys and got into it. Because I don't know any more about it. I don't know. Was the gun safe? Amber, do you know any more about it, where the gun was? It only says that the keys were on top of the refrigerator?
It only says that the keys were on top of the refrigerator and the safe was somewhere in the house, and these kids, they watch everything that we do. So this child knew that was there. He had seen his parents go to it, as my kids see me go to my gun safe. I guess the difference is, you know, we have a keypad lock on our gun safe. And
Okay. That's a great point. Stop right there. Kevin, does that make a difference?
It might make a difference, but if the child can turn the key, it can press the numbers. The thing that bothers me about this is, why was there a loaded firearm in a gun safe?
Okay, right.
That's kind of a protocol violation.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
That is a good point. Mike, you had mentioned that also. The first thing that you said when we discussed it was, why was the gun loaded in the safe to begin with? When you have, obviously, if it's me and my wife, and there are no kids involved, it's okay to leave the gun loaded in the safe, is it not? Isn't that what it's for?
If you've got the gun loaded, you've got the secure in the safe, yes, but There's so many things that can happen, and this is what we're seeing here. Like Amber's pointed out, this is a child that's watched and is just repeating those actions. That's something you need to talk to yourself about. Is putting that loaded firearm in the safe going to be what I need to do in my house to prevent this accident from happening? Unfortunately, in this case, it wasn't.
It was not. Okay.
Well,
I had that problem.
But have a conversation with your kids about it too. You know, talk to them about it and teach them about guns. It's an opportunity for them to learn about guns and what they can do, and there's such an opportunity there to teach them and keep them safe as well.
Amber, right now, somebody across the country listening to the show is screaming, saying, they're five, they're five. What are you going to teach them about guns? Let me tell you something. My children, only you as a parent know when your child is mature enough, not old enough, right? Mature enough to begin that conversation.
Absolutely.
I had that conversation with my kids at 5 years old. In fact, a little bit younger. Are you? You probably did too. Did I just? The statement I made, was that accurate?
Yeah, it's absolutely accurate. And the point is, it doesn't, I don't think, even matter how old they are, how mature they are, whatever. If you've got guns in the house, it's your responsibility to teach your kids about them. That's just personally what I believe. I think every parent needs to do that.
All right, let's go to the other one. Amber, I'm not sure if you saw this. We did discuss it. I don't know if you have anything in front of you on it. I do want to bring this up. Right up the street from here. Oh, man, look at this. There goes the clock again. See, I got to blame. That's what I get. I'm having so much fun on the conversation. I forget to look at the clock. It happens. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I will be with you beginning 1 week from tomorrow. 1 week from tomorrow. Every single day beginning Monday, April 6th from 4 to 5 p.m. Make sure you check us out on Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Twitter me at AAR Radio, at AAR Radio for updated information. Remember, I'll see you at the National Rifle Association Convention in 2 weeks. We'll talk about it next week. Out of time. Carry on. Carry often. Carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Don't be that unarmed caveman. Thanks to all of our guests today. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you next week here on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby. Like a dog in you. Tell us me by the way.